This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Speaking of that, the recession and the pandemic, this being a Thursday, we got the weekly report on first-time unemployment claims this morning. Another 1.5 million people did the paperwork for the first time this past week to get benefits. It is, if you're counting, and we are, the 13th week in a row, 3 months and a week that number has been above a million. Some as yet undetermined number of layoffs, though, have been avoided by the Paycheck Protection Program. Treasury Department is out this week with some new plans to cut down on the red tape the companies have to deal with in trying to get those loans forgiven, which is a big deal for those small businesses. Marketplace's Justin Ho is on that one.
The forgiveness process seemed like it'd be pretty involved at first, says Natasha Crosby, who owns a realty company in Virginia. So when the Treasury's three-page EZ form came out this week, Crosby was hopeful.
I mean, it's like a handful of questions here, 7 lines, 8 lines. I mean, it definitely looks a lot easier.
The SBA says borrowers can use the shorter form if they are self-employed or if their businesses didn't reduce employees' wages by more than 25%. Matt Hetrick of the accounting firm Harmony Group says such businesses are likely to get their loans fully forgiven.
Anybody who's using the EZ is saying, hey, listen, I spent some money and there's nothing that I did that will cause a reduction in how much of that money that you're going to forgive.
But the EZ application doesn't address many concerns of small businesses, says Jackie London, who runs a public health consultancy. She isn't sure whether she can use the form if she spent her loan on health insurance premiums or certain utilities.
I'm on websites and accounting blogs every other day trying to figure out what am I exactly going to be eligible for.
And even to submit any PPP application, borrowers have to go through their banks. London says her lender hasn't started accepting applications.
What they have on their website is that they are working, you know, kind of internally to process SBA guidance so that it'll eventually make it easier for all of their applicants to apply for forgiveness.
London says she wants to apply as soon as she can so she doesn't have to worry about the loan anymore. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.